The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I've said it and I'll say it again, I think I have the best striking in the MMA.
Sugar Sean O'Malley!
This choke is it. That's it.
So Jillian Robertson with 25 seconds to go.
I came out
gets
of nowhere.
The finish to boot.
No matter what, the rear naked choke's my thing, so the second you give me opportunity, I'm gonna take it.
Jillian the Savage Robertson!
You wanna fight? I'm the motherfucking fight!
Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. I hope you didn't catch me clearing my throat. Hopefully we have a good show for you today. We have a little later in the show, we have a flyweight Jillian Robertson and our pal, her coach, and new desk guy, Dean Thomas, behind the desk.
Did you see him behind the desk?
I did not, no.
I did not either. I saw pictures of him behind the desks.
I didn't want to be prejudiced against my friend. If it wasn't good, like I didn't want to be biased when he came in and go, oh, he wasn't good behind the desk. So I figured I would talk to him first and then watch it.
Let's just assume that he wasn't.
Yeah. I'm assuming he was great.
That's I'm sorry.
No, incorrect. Like, I didn't want to watch him. And our first interview is with what buddy?
I was just assuming he wasn't good. You're saying he is good.
I'm hoping.
You're assuming he was good.
Yeah,
I was the exact opposite. I was assuming he was
you assumed
garbage.
He was bad.
Well, let's ask him how it went. But first, we have who?
Our pal Sean O'Malley. I say our pal. I mean, he likes.
I guess he likes us.
But he is fighting this Saturday. He's the third fight on the main card, or third from the.
That was the latest, no joke. I'm sorry, stretched. When I said that, Jimmy, we can cut that out because I stretched when I said that.
That's okay. I like it. It's natural. No. Let's not.
I said Thomas Almeida is no joke, and he's
no, he's not.
Well, you know, let's talk about it with Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Yep. And Almeida, interestingly enough, well, I'll ask Sean when he comes in.
Sorry, Jimmy. I thought I did the great segue and then you said something else, but go ahead. What?
It's okay. You don't have to.
Jimmy, I miss you. I'm going to pick you up
too.
In my big burly arms. I'll pick you up and hug you.
Oh, there he is outside.
Does Sean hear us?
I think so.
Yeah, I hear you guys.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Congratulations, man, on fatherhood.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
Soon it's going to be this shit. Look, there's me and my... I happen to have a mug with me and my family on it.
I already got the number one dad mug. You probably got one of them too, huh?
Yeah, but no offense. How old is your kid?
5 months almost.
Do we really know that you're going to be a number one dad? I mean, that might be misleading.
She got it for me. So.
I'll fuck it around. That's nice, though, isn't it? Yeah. How does it feel? It's you have a little girl, don't you?
Yeah.
Dude, I got three. It's like the fight game. I got experience. You could come to me, kid.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Now, was it one of those things where you're like, hey, let's have a baby? Or was it one of those things like, hey, if it happens, great, I'm ready. And like, were you expecting or were you like all of a sudden taken off guard?
I've known I wanted kids since I was like 12. I remember breaking up with a girl in middle school because she didn't want kids. So I wanted kids for a long time, but she was definitely an accident. She actually told me right before I fought Jose Quinones last year that she was pregnant. So last year, each trimester I had a fight. Jose first trimester, then Eddie, and then Cheeto, and then the baby came. So last year was a good year.
That's interesting. As a really young dude, you wanted to be a, like, cause I'm 52 years old and it's not in me. Like, I don't have that. So I'm always amazed by people who really know from a young age. And by the way, you're the type of guy who should be a father. If you really want to be a father, that you're the type of guy that should have a kid. What was it about fatherhood that you thought you'd like?
I don't know. I just remember since I was little wanting to have kids someday. I don't know the exact answer to that, but I just always knew for whatever reason I'd want to have kids.
And did she tell you in a dramatic way, or did she come in matter-of-factly? And how did she let you know?
It was probably about, I think it was 2 weeks out from the fight. It was like my last cheat meal. She made some brownies and put the blueberries that said Dad OCT October, but I was high. Wow. I was super high. So I was just trying to eat she was filming it and I was just trying to eat the fucking brown. I'm like, come on, let's just eat. She's like, no, read it. I'm like, I can't. It was upside down. So I'm like, what do you mean? And then I flipped it and it's like, it was like, whoa. So it was pretty cool the way she did it. It turned out cool.
You were eating all the clues.
I was trying to eat the clues.
She was leaving
before.
Clues for you, and you were eating the clues.
I know. She's lucky I didn't tap into it before she wanted me to.
Oh, that's
so funny. Were you in the delivery room? Were you like there? And how did you handle that?
Yeah, originally we were going to this birthing center. It was going to be an all natural birth. Her water broke, then her water was broke for too long. So we had to go to the hospital and then we had to get a C-section. But yeah, it's just like any high pressure situation, you fucking breathe. And you just, you know, it felt like similar to going into a fight. You just breathe, stay calm. And it was definitely pretty weird though, watching slice open her stomach, and you know, she handled it like a champ.
Oh, they let you see that? Wow. Yeah. I thought they kept it. Don't they keep my friend's wife had a C-section too. And they said they kept him up by the head because, yeah. and she was telling him what she could feel. She's like, you know, they just did this or they did that. Cause she could feel it.
They have a mirror at the top. So you look up and you can see everything going on, which is weird. Cause I didn't mean to look up. Oh shit.
You should warn you, man. I would have looked away, but
I definitely wasn't like, ooh, into it. I saw a little and it was kind of just telling her, it's like, oh, it's not that bad.
Do they make you sit? I heard they make dad sit just so, because like a lot of guys faint. Do they make you sit down?
Yeah, they made me sit down, which I don't usually faint, so I think I would have been good, but I probably would have preferred to be sitting.
Yeah, just the protocol. Yeah,
they didn't make me sit. What do you think, Jimmy? Don't make a short joke out of that.
I wasn't gonna say because you wouldn't be able to see.
I don't have to fall to drop, Jimmy, you prick. I'm not fall like Sugar Sean O'Malley.
They let you stand on top of the chair so you could see. No, maybe they just
dude, my one kid came out and the cord was around her neck. Scary.
Ooh, fuck. Yeah, I know.
Is that normal? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that would have freaked me out, man. That's scary.
So what's it been like now that you're a father and you know, you're in camp and like everything is different, or is it just an addition to your normal life? Like, how are you seeing things?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, different. Danny, my wife, she's the best, you know, I'm sure everyone says that, but she's the best mom ever. It's just so natural to her. She kills it. So it's been nice. It hasn't really been a pain at all. She puts her to sleep and Elena, our baby's pretty good baby. You know, she stays asleep for the most part. Couple nights I had to go sleep in the guest room, but for the most part it's been good. Danny's not really going to work much. I think she's working a couple days a week. She does hair, so she's pretty much just been a stay at home mom. I have a fucking gym in my house, so yeah, it's been really good.
Dude, you're a young dad, man. That's awesome. I mean, when you're my age, your kid will be 20 years old. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice.
Jimmy, you better get started, Jimmy, if you're going to fucking get that family going.
Nobody wants the old dad. First of all, I'm not athletic. Nobody wants a fucking 72-year-old dad at their graduation. It just sucks. It's embarrassing. Like, no, I blew it. I missed the boat. It's okay.
I told my wife that shit all the time when she wants another one. You want to try for a boy? You go, no, I'm good.
Yeah, three girls seems good.
Yeah, you did your time, man. You know, hey, you on this is your first fight too after the Vera fight, Marlon Vera fight. How are you doing? And how did that like over time kind of work itself out in your mind? Like, did you feel differently about it after a little time had passed?
No, I've gotten a lot of shit for stuff I've said about this fight. And it's just how I feel. I didn't feel like I got beat because he was better than me. I rewatched the fight. He kicked his toe. It wasn't a calf kick. Calf kicks, they fucking suck. Calf kicks are fucking horrible. His toe hit my perineal nerve under my knee, and it caused drop foot. And you saw me roll my ankle four times, and then I finally, you know, went down because I stepped back and my ankle wasn't there. And he did land a nice elbow. I didn't feel like I lost because I wasn't beaten. You know, I have 12-1, whatever. I say I'm mentally undefeated, but, you know, that sure. just comes from – I didn't feel like I lost that fight because I wasn't the better fighter that night. That fucking – that shit happens. It's crazy. Fighting's crazy. So, you know, in my mind, I'm 12-0, and it's – I'm still on this roll, baby. I'm coming off that Eddie knockout. I got fire behind me. Confident. I had a great training camp. I feel fucking awesome. And I'm ready to get back in there, and I'm excited. I fucking love performing. I love being under those lights. I love fight camp. So I'm just excited to get back in there.
I like the dance partner they have for you here. I mean, Thomas Almeida,
yeah.
He doesn't represent – it's very misleading looking at this guy. Like, oh, this guy's coming off three losses. They're hooking me up. I don't know, man. Hey, you know the deal. UFC, you're not getting any fucking lemons. But Thomas Almeida is definitely fucking legit. Yeah, and then he fell into some – hard times lately, but in all those fights you still see glimpses of a really good fighter. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I think this Thomas is an awesome opponent. I think it's gonna be a sweet kickboxing fight, but I do think he's legit. He's definitely legit. The guys he's lost to are all bad motherfuckers, so it's not like he's, like you said, coming off three losses. But, you know, I think we'll see where his head's at. People coming off three losses, it's got to be tough, so we'll see where his head's at. But I think, you know, I think that's just it's going to be a fun fight. I'm really excited for this matchup.
It is. I'm sure it is very tough. It's also, I always think guys coming off two or three losses are dangerous. Like Tyron is coming off a couple of losses. And I always think a guy is pretty dangerous when he's coming off that, because he's fighting for what he would see as his career, or fighting for to not get cut, you know, whatever it is that motivates a guy. So I would always think a guy like that is even a little more dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you nailed it. We'll see where his head's at. He could come in and really put on the performance of his life, or he could, you know, we'll see where his mind's at. If it's positive, negative, we'll find out early.
What is drop foot? You said, you know what you said? Was that the term you used before?
Drop foot. Yeah. So when you hit that nerve, I don't know if you've seen Michael Chandler when he fought Brent Primus.
Yeah.
The same thing happened. I mean, I think it even happened when Demetrius fought Henry Cejudo, but his came back. So it's a nerve and it shuts down your foot. You have no, you can't lift your foot. So every time I'd step forward, I'd just roll my ankle. It fucking sucked. And I remember feeling it in the fight. I remember he kicked my, I didn't know what happened at the time, because I had broke that foot, a couple of years before when I fought Andre Soccer Mom. Fucking broke my foot, and it felt similar, just like that sharp pain in my foot. So I didn't know what was happening. I remember dragging my foot along the cage. And I was still piecing him up. I was still hitting him with more shots than he was hitting me with. And I remember blitzing in and then just going to step back and just finally gave out. But yeah, drop foot, that fucking sucked.
I never heard of that. What did they have to do to fix it? Is it something that could just kind of fix itself in a little while, or do they have to do something to fix it?
No, I think it's a nerve that just shut off. I don't know. I think it just comes back eventually. Maybe it would have came back next round. But you know, I didn't last long enough to find out.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Slim Jimmy, you don't have drop foot, but you get drop cock.
Drop cock?
Drop cock.
I'd rather have drop foot than drop cock.
Yeah, me and you both. Believe me, drop foot's a dream compared to drop cock. At least you don't have to explain it to a frowning woman.
hey, Sean, listen, enough of this MMA shit. What are you playing lately? What are you doing on Twitch? What games?
Yeah, I like gaming. This whole fight camp, I've pretty much, you know, I've played like 2% of the time I usually play. So I've been, I've been putting that energy into recovering and just resting for the next workout. So I haven't been playing too much. But before, I was playing Warzone, Call of Duty, but not nearly as much since the last probably 8 weeks.
Oh shit, your Twitch fans probably miss you.
I go live every once in a while on my phone and just say what's up. Got my fucking cage in my garage now.
Oh wow.
Got some bags up in here.
That's really nice. Yeah, it's great. Then obviously you did that during I'm guessing for COVID protocol, so it would just be easier and safer for you.
Initially I bought the cage when I was in fight camp with for Cheeto, because it was pretty, you know, the lab where I usually train was a bunch of people had COVID and stuff. So I was just got a cage and put it in a warehouse. And then I bought this house after the Cheeto fight.
And you like, do you prefer to be in a, is there anything about the actual atmosphere of a gym that you'll miss when you're in your garage too much?
No, I've been going to the lab more now. I've been going to the gyms more. I just train, like right now, Tim's about to come up. We're about to hit mitts at the house. Just kind of, it's actually stressful as fuck trying to just thinking about not getting COVID. I know Volkanovski and Ortega just got pulled off.
Yeah.
Co-main last or Saturday night got, it's stressful thinking about just everyone you talk to or come in contact with could have COVID and just avoiding people. And it's stressful kind of going to the gym. So, but I still been going there, getting really good work. It's nice to be able to have this up here too.
Yeah. They say it's COVID protocol, right? Like they use that term once in a while too. And I always wonder, is that mean that one of the fighters, or is that sometimes like, hey, if a coach or somebody in the corner has something going on?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I think it's just, it sucks. It's stupid. It's hopefully it'll be done here soon with the whole testing for COVID. It's ridiculous.
Are you doing that vaccine? Either one of you guys.
I'll do it.
You're going to do
it?
I would do it probably if I was a little bit older, but I don't really, I haven't got COVID yet. I think I'm just, I'll risk it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm on the fence too. And I'm not a spring chicken, but I don't know, man. I'm like, yo, I didn't get it yet. Chances are maybe I get it and maybe I'll be one of those guys that just don't taste shit for a day or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's plenty of people who have really like an easy time with it. I would just do it to be sick because I know my luck. I have shit luck. Like I know that if I got it, it's going to be a fucking doozy and it's going to come at a really important time. So I'm like, let me just.
Yeah, I'll
take. Yeah, but you know, hey, people, you'll probably be fine. You're 25. You're right. 25 years old. You're strong.
26.
I mean, 26. Yeah. You in good health. So you probably wouldn't have
it. Hey, Sean, you watching anything with your lady or anything on any streaming, anything? The Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. I'll talk about it later, Jimmy. Don't even get me started. I'm
on
so
what?
Happy.
What
that's platform? On HBO Max.
HBO Max.
That thing's fucking a movie. It's like a 4-hour movie. Oh, it's a fun. I'm having a nerdgasm every time.
What is it called?
That's Justice League, the Zack Snyder's cut. It's not the shitty one that was released in 2017. Yeah. He went back. They pumped fucking $70 million into that shit. He finished his vision.
Just redid it, yeah.
Jimmy, don't be condescending. How dare you?
No, he did. He just redid the film. Like, they didn't like it.
I'm going to have to check it out. Fight week gets pretty, you know, chilling in the hotel. You always watch stuff. But we watched something called Killing Eve on HBO, I think.
What is that?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Hot Russian assassin chick. It was like kind of comedy, but kind of like she kills motherfuckers. So it's pretty cool. But every once in a while I'll throw on Trailer Park Boys if I'm feeling kind of stupid. No, I don't want to fucking have to follow along a show. Just kind of throw on Trailer Park Boys.
I've heard of that, but I've never watched it. Is that like, it's British, right?
Canada. Yeah. They're, it's fucking funny. It's just stupid. It's just so stupid.
Oh, it's stupid. I'm stupid. Jimmy knows that.
Yeah, I'm stupid. That's why I like it.
I'm going to give that a shot. I always like to get turned on to new shit.
It's, you know? They've had so many seasons. Like they must have done pretty well because the amount of seasons they had, but it's just something stupid. If you don't want to have to follow along. Usually I like to, you know, look forward to something to watch at night, sit down, eat my dinner. Danny makes fucking bomb dinners and follow along on a show. Usually look forward to that.
Now, is it one of those, where can you see it? Cause it's like, there's so many fucking Netflix. Streaming service. Oh, it is Netflix. Okay.
Yeah.
Like somebody mentions a show and I have no idea where to see it. There's HBO Max, Netflix,
I know,
Amazon. It is crazy. Well, look, man, I mean, I'm happy to see you healed up and that there was nothing seriously wrong with you. And Almeida, as you know, is very, very tough fighter. So, great matchup this Saturday, man. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again after. You're on the Stipe Francis card. Great, great fight.
Yes, sir. Fuck yeah. Thank you.
Good talking to you, Sean.
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Take care, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from the official hair restoration partner of UFC Hair Club. UFC fans notoriously take pride in the way they look. They train hard and it shows in their physique. But if you're not dedicated to your hair health, you're really not giving 100%. For over 40 years, our hair loss experts have helped over 500,000 clients regrow, replace, and restore their hair Hair Club offers complimentary in-center and virtual consultation hair health experts to help you learn about custom solutions to regain your hair. Invest in yourself and find out which Hair Club solution will work for you. Schedule a free, no obligation hair health checkup by visiting hairclub.com/UFC or texting knockout to 694-247. Text knockout to 694-247 or go to hairclub.com/UFC to schedule a free, no obligation hair health checkup. Hair Club, love your hair, live your life.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I saw that thing for the Trailer Park Boys. Maybe I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, I've seen a clip here and there, but I've never actually watched the show. But people say it's really, really funny.
What is it about Canada? They got some good comedians over there.
Yeah, there are. I mean, Jim Carrey's from Canada. Howie Mandel is from Canada. I think, wait, who else? No, John Oliver's British.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, oh, Norm is great. Yeah, he's one of the funniest guys ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny guys over there. So funny. But anyway, listen. Since you brought it up.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That Justice League Snyder's cut. I'm watching it with my family. I'm more than halfway done. Jimmy, let me just explain something to you. What problem I had with the 2017 one. And I didn't realize. When I heard that you know what? We should do a movie minute. What are we doing?
Well, you didn't see the whole thing yet. And you should let me see it, too. I want to see that.
You hurt my feelings now.
Why? Because you didn't see the whole thing.
You're trying to stop me from expressing the love I have for this film. And I did not finish it. All right, we won't do a movie minute.
How about this? We could do a movie minute, but you haven't seen the whole thing.
I don't want it. No, I'm not doing it.
But no, I would like.
I want us to meet halfway because we're a team and we love each other.
But yeah, but I'm fine with the movie minute. You talk about it for a minute. Go ahead. I'll just be, I'm on my business. It's my new favorite thing. And I'm going to lose it when we go back in the studio. Oh, God, I love this.
No, you got to stop mixing it out of the screen because I don't know. Does it transfer over? Do people know that I'm looking at just myself when you do that?
Here's the funny thing. I don't know if they do, and all that matters is that you know. It's just for us. It's just me and you.
Listen to me for 2 seconds.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, Jimmy. Because I can't wait to talk to Dean Thomas and Gillian Robinson. I'm looking forward to that. But with this Snyder's cut.
Yes.
You don't, like in the first film, you don't get any backstory. You don't have any breathing room with these characters that are just iconic characters. You, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm a Marvel guy.
I know you are. Marvelous.
Marvel. I'm going to listen. First off, I'm a superhero guy. I like the whole
superhero.
Don't embarrass me. But listen. I love Marvel and DC, but I'm more of a Marvel guy. I'm not ashamed to admit that. X-Men guy growing up. Anyway, having said that, These are iconic. The Justice League's an iconic group. Even remember the Super Friends as a kid? Did you ever watch that? It's the Justice League.
You know, I was a comic book guy for many years. I really did. I collected them for a long, long time. I didn't watch a whole lot. Like, I don't watch the Marvel movies, but the ones that I've seen were pretty good. Like, I thought Wonder Woman was boring, but...
Okay. I got you.
I don't hate them.
Well, this movie's 4 hours long and it goes in parts, like chapters. So it's not like you have to watch the thing in one sitting.
Oh, okay.
When I heard that they're going to do this Snyder's cut of the Justice League movie, I thought it was just going to be some extra scenes put in the same fucking movie.
Sure, yes.
Just added some missing scenes.
That's right.
Well, I was dead wrong.
Yeah.
Jimmy, yes, I was totally wrong.
Yes.
This thing is a totally different movie. I mean, it's so much deeper. You get the motivations behind both the heroes and Steppenwolf, the villain.
Yeah.
It is the people that are listening, they're going to think they're the same thing as me. Oh, the Snyder's cut. They want to make some money that HBO Max. They just did they put in an extra scene. No. You get all new. I think they put like $70-something million into it to finish this film. And it is Zack Snyder's vision, and it is fucking epic. It's up there. Like, it's DC's like Infinity War Endgame type shit. You understand?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they actually did do, this is a very different cut of the movie. That's what I've heard about it. So yeah, I would actually see it. I wouldn't even watch the first one. I would watch this one.
Don't watch the first one. Don't. It's totally different.
Okay.
It's like the same characters, but just same kind of overall plot of what they're looking to do, but just so much deeper. You get the backstory of the Flash. Cyborg. Nobody, this 2017, nobody gave a shit.
Right.
About poor Cyborg in that movie. No backstory, whatever. Now, it's almost like it's his fucking journey. It's so great. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. I'll see it.
I'm not giving any spoilers because I want people to experience this. But from the opening scene, it's a continuation of like, they had Man of Steel. Yes. And then from Man of Steel went into it, like the ending, like it went into like the beginning of Dawn of Justice, Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yes.
Right into that.
Right.
Because Batman sees them destroying the building in the beginning, and he has a hatred for Superman in the beginning, and yada, yada. Then at the end of that movie, that's how this one, not to give it away, kind of opens up. They go through that movie ending with Superman passing away. And then, you know, and this one comes back. Listen, you could do worse with 4 hours. This is great. So me and my family are watching the rest tonight.
I'll give it a shot.
Thank you, Jimmy.
No, please. By the way, before Jillian and Dean join us,
yes,
we should talk about the Brunson Holland fight. First, we should say a hats off to Max Griffin. Song Kanan, first round knockout. Kanan looked pretty good, too. He was moving well. And that didn't last very long. I mean, 220 the first round. Max Griffin looked fucking incredible. So congratulations to Max Griffin and co-main event. Moved up to the co-main event.
Man, the Max Griffin punch. How do you pronounce song, right?
Yes.
Now he said song again.
I didn't hear you.
Jimmy, so anyway, listen. So what do we have? The other side. Taya Tuzi, Taya
Tuzi. Taya Tuzi, Taya. I'm not going to help you.
I'm late. I might have to lean in. Holy shit, Jimmy. Oh, shit. Give me 2 seconds. All right. Can we stop the show?
Sure, sure.
How do you do this to me? Look at me. No, you're not even, you didn't say nothing funny. I think there's something wrong with me.
No, you're just having fun. Let's see.
What do we got, Jimmy? Are we going to talk about Tai Tui? You know why? Because every time I say Tai Tui Vasa,
yep.
I'm like, Tai Tui. Tatooine, and it's the old guy on Overboard,
uh-huh.
And he misses one of his whores, and Goldie Hawn is like, you've been cheating on me, and she misses Kurt Russell, who found her when she went overboard anyway.
Yeah. So Ty
Tuivasa looked amazing, and I was upset that he did not get to fight. Yes, because I enjoyed him.
Me too. Not medically cleared. I wonder what was wrong. I wonder if he had a problem with the weight cut or something. If he had a bad cut.
Jimmy, there's no way you could have transmitted nothing to that guy through Zoom, right? That's not possible.
Just well wishings.
That would actually, I don't know. I think you could also get like douche chills through.
Yeah, of course you can.
That one went through like.
It should have. Yeah, just some good tidings. Yeah, I felt bad for him too. And, you know, Harry Hunsucker he stepped up, you know, really with very, very little notice. So,
Jimmy, congrats to Tatu Ivasa. And we're going to get into that Derek Brunson and
Kevin Holland.
And Kevin Holland, yes. But there's another one I wanted to talk about. Oh, what about the third round KO with Adrian Yanez?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, man. Shit. And also, another one I wanted to talk about was Grant Dawson defeated Leonardo Santos with 1 second left in the third round.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Leo Santos is a stud jiu-jitsu player, and he was undefeated in the UFC, right? And I'll tell you, That fight came down to that. I mean, who, you don't know which way it would have went. It was close.
Yep. Yeah, very close. If I remember right, I thought Dawson was losing. I could be wrong, but for some reason I thought someone said that the judges or one of the judges had Santos up or Dawson up anyway. And I'm like, really? I thought fucking Santos was up.
Dude, 2-1. Either way, go back to our buddy, friend of the show, James Krause's corner.
Yep.
And once again, James Krause, you know, hitting it out of the park with the corner work.
That mouthpiece coming out.
It's no nonsense cornering.
That's right.
He's not trying to baby them. He's not trying to say the right thing for the camera. He gives a fuck and he's saying the right things. I'm going to paraphrase, but you should go back and watch that corner work. And it's probably somewhere on Instagram somewhere or something. It's probably making the clips. I would check.
Yes.
But it was very good cornering by James Krause between the second and third round. And he said to him, like, look, I don't want this going to the judges. It might be 1-1, 2-1. I don't know. Or, right. or 2-0.
That's right.
You're going to need to put this guy out. I'll tell you, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then he gave some technical advice with it. But it was, you know, it's got to be part technique and part, you know, motivation. You have to know. When it's, hey man, it's red alert. If I don't finish this guy, I'm just going home with the loser's purse.
Right.
You have to know that. If you don't know there has to be urgency. Sometimes I'll see guys who are obviously losing, and I see the corner work being like, okay, you know, good.
Yeah.
No, dude, no good.
You're looking great, looking great. So, no, you're not looking great.
Yeah, but it's been down 4 rounds or 3 rounds or 2 rounds. So you have to be honest. If you're not honest, what the fuck are you doing there, man?
I agree. Yeah.
I enjoy some good words in the corner. And it's not already in the chamber. I mean, you have guys in the corner fucking telling guys they come up with wacky shit. They want them to do math fucking
right
division fucking questions and fucking, you know, what is this times this? So this divide, what the fuck are you, what the hell? What the hell are you talking about? I'm not answering that if I was fucking just not fighting. What are you saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Now I'm just getting all over the place.
No, you're right, though. You're absolutely right. And that 459 and that mouthpiece popping out, I mean, that it couldn't have been. And I heard when I was funny when they told him for, and he was for how long? 459. I think Buffer told him 459. He couldn't believe 459.
I was going over with one of my black belts, Nick Ronan. He's a fucking stud, this kid. But, you know, he's going in one of those combat worlds, like where it's one of those things where you could do jiu-jitsu, but you could also just smack people. You know what I mean? Like, you could. So it's a little different. So, you know, like, and it reminded me, it's funny. So I was going over a couple of things with him the other day as far as like keeping the distance. Like, you know, like there's the safe zone and the danger zone where it's too close or too far.
Right.
So when you're on the floor, if you're attacking the legs, you have to make sure it is still distance between you and him where you're getting him, where you're not in you're right in front of him where you're just able to get your chin touched when you're going for the leg. You understand? You have to be disrupting his balance while going for that leg where he can't hit you and keep his balance at the same time. So again, I got to see that one again if they were up against the cage, whatever it is. But he had him wrapped up around that leg. And again, bang, just right on the button.
Yeah.
You might, listen, in a fight, you might not be able to take one of those shots. So you got to spend very little time in the danger zone. Sometimes, like, even like standing up, like when guys, jiu-jitsu guys, the philosophy. I like the way the Gracie brothers talk about it. They talk about like the red zone or the green zone. Mm. Like you're either too far away, that's a green zone, or you're in a clinch really close, and that's the green zone also. But you don't want to spend too much time in that red zone where you're in the right there where you could hit him, but he could also hit you. So in grappling, I was going, oh, yeah, this morning, Jimmy. I got up this morning, man. And you know what sucks? When you have the alarm set for like 5, and then you have to get up to go to the bathroom like at like 4:35 or some shit. You're like, ah, boo.
Yeah.
Might as well stay awake.
Then you're wired awake. Yep.
Yeah, Jimmy, that was my story. Anyway, I was there this morning going over at my academy, just keeping the distance from the guard, bringing him these too far, or you're kicking him forward, he's close. Now you're looking to either reverse or take an arm and fun shit, Jimmy. I love the fight game. It's all I know.
I want to ask you about, you know, because Brunson, it literally lives to ruin people's meteoric streaks. He lives to do it. He's great at it. Veteran. There's nothing he hasn't seen. And again, when Kevin Holland slipped in the first round, Brunson just capitalized. And I know Kevin talks and he's comfortable talking. That's fine. It's a part of his thing. It is his thing. It's not a show. It's who he is.
It's not really different.
But it seemed like at one point, what a person has to be careful of is that you don't, and this is not just in fighting, but you don't want to be so tied into the identity of what people like about you. I know that that's his thing. And again, he's great at it. What's that?
Being Big Mouth. Like, people know him as Big Mouth. Like, I got you.
But in between, especially in between rounds 2 and 3, 1 and 2, okay, Brunson got him, slipped. Asking Khabib for wrestling advice was kind of funny. Yeah. But there's also, there should be a sense of
urgency
there because you're fighting. And again, and Kevin Holland probably tell me shut the fuck up. And he might be right. But I just noticed that sometimes you don't want to be so caught up in the image of what people like about you that you feel like this is my persona. This is who I am. Because I thought, again, I'm not going to criticize his fighting because he's so good, but I was surprised that he body locked when he was on the bottom with that leg. I didn't quite understand that. You as a jiu-jitsu guy might know why he wasn't for 4 rounds, almost, or 5 rounds, kind of just wrapping that leg around and almost accepting that position. I didn't understand why.
You know, well, this is the thing. Dana had a lot of, you know, he had a take on it where he's like, yo, he thought Kevin Holland had a mental breakdown. He was comparing it to like a boxing match. When I remember the boxing match he's talking about with Lennox Lewis and this guy, I think Oliver McCall. And the guy was just like kind of like almost like crying around in the ring and just like walking around and like getting hit. It was weird. I wouldn't say it's that at all. I wouldn't say it's that. I think that but it's a little, it's definitely something in a sense where he always talks trash. That's nothing new. Like, you know, he does that in pretty much all his fights. We never ever heard this guy quiet in there, but I just think it looks way worse when you're behind in a fight and you keep doing that. It's almost like, all right, dude, now it looks like you're not even taking it seriously, even though I'm sure you are.
Sure. Of course.
It looks like you're kind of like, you know, having fun, win or lose. That'll get old because then people they're like, all right, man, if you don't give a fuck, if you lose, then nobody else would either. Like, they're going to be like, yeah, look, he's just having fun. You want them to be like, fuck, man, I want Holland to win this. I want him to. So if you're just like, oh, man, come on, I'm waiting for you in the DC. It's like, that's almost like going back to the well too much for a joke kind of shit. Like that's how, like, you know what I mean, Jimmy? Like, you got to know when to move on and handle your business. I'm not saying he didn't try to. A lot of credit. See, Derek Brunson, he's never fought smarter. Look at the way he figures out ways to win. I think he's like either 3 or 4-0. I'm not sure how much from since making the move to Sanford MMA under the tutelage of Henry Hooft. I like that. Yeah. Hey, I like that Henry Hooft. I don't look at Henry Hooft in the corner. I don't look at that guy and be like, all right, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. I go, oh shit. I don't know what they got coming at us, but that guy knows the fight game. So you get an athlete and a fighter like Derek Brunson. You get a good guy in his corner, a smart gentleman who knows the fight game in and out, like Henry Hoof. Obviously, it's a very, very good recipe, Jim.
Yeah. It's just that he was Kevin. It was really a breakdown is interesting because he threw his arms up in victory at the end kind of as a joke. But it's like, and I get that. But Brunson, I mean, again, 49-46, I thought that was. That was a very, very decisive Brunson win. And asking Khabib for wrestling advice while in the first round when he takes you down or whatever, it's fine. But when Connor's a good example, or even Nate, like, those guys will talk shit even in the cage as they're punching you, but there you feel like there's a level of, all right, this is what I'm here to do. And I'm not saying Kevin doesn't have that, of course he has it, but I just watching it, you didn't necessarily get that sense. And maybe it's just, you know, the sense you get and the sense is wrong.
Oh shit. Dean is ready to go.
Yeah. Let's ask Dean about that too. As another coach, I'd be interested to hear Dean's take. Cause you know, he's very, very effective in the corner too.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Look at this. One of my favorite people. And Dean Thomas. How are you guys?
Thomas. I knew he was going
to
say that.
Write that down when you go back to your fucking stand-up routine.
I didn't like that either. Hey, Dean, we were just talking before you came in. I want to get your take, too, as a coach. We were talking about the Kevin Holland fight, and it was interesting to watch because, again, a guy talks, and that's what he does. But did you get a feeling, at least I did, that you get almost too married to the idea of what people like about you, and you just keep trying to do that in a moment where you probably should focus more on the task at hand?
Yeah, you know what happens is sometimes guys get nervous, and that's their crutch. You know, like everybody has a crutch. And you would know from comedy that, like, if you have a joke that's always hits and like you start bombing, you're going to go back to that joke. So like, that's probably what happened to him is that he wasn't having the fight that he wanted. So he said, all right, you know what? What everybody likes about me is this, my personality. So he let his personality shine at that moment.
It don't go over that great, Dean. It don't go over that great when the fight's not going your way. No,
no, I know for sure. Like he probably should have been like, all right, I'm taking an L. I need to really focus and dig in as opposed to talking.
Yeah, because the personality stuff, I know that's very natural for him too. He's not a phony. He's very it's very organic, I think, when he does it. But a lot of that stuff almost seems like it's also for people outside watching. I mean, come on, none of us live in a vacuum. We tell jokes to make other people enjoy it. And I just thought that it might have hurt him a little bit in this fight. But again, we'll talk to him again. He'll probably tell me I'm a fucking idiot and he'll be right.
No, I think you're 100% right. I think that, like, he started relying on that because he wasn't having the fight that he wanted to have. He might have thought that he was going to be able to make this a little easier. And when it was kind of tough, he had nothing else to go back on. So, like, and that's his personality. Like you said, like, he's not faking that. Like, he's really like a trash talk. So that's him.
It brought me back to when we fought. You were going to Conan. You're going, how do I get away from this guy, Conan? He keeps coming. Conan,
yeah, I said,
Conan, where's Perumpa? Help me. How do I get away?
I said, I'm too quick for him. My feet were too quick for him.
I keep jamming him in his fucking big melon. He keeps coming. Where's Perumpa? I don't fucking know. Am I saying his name right? The little fucking Brazilian guy.
How are you, Jillian?
Jillian, don't listen to me.
Yeah, how you doing? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. We just finished training. Just excited to get this fight up.
How are you, Hannah? We just talked to Sean O'Malley, too. And again, there are fights dropping out because of COVID protocols. And like, are you not relaxed until you can actually get in the cage and you know it's actually happening? Is that on your mind all the time?
Oh, yeah, 100%. My last one, I had to be the one that pulled out on short notice. So it's always a worry. Like, that was a heartbreaking experience for me. So yeah, I hope everything goes through. Everything's 100%, but so far we're good to go.
You woke up throwing up, right?
Yeah.
And did they, what exactly was it? Did they figure out what it was? Was it just, did you have
I'm just assuming either like a stomach bug or food poisoning, I wasn't in any condition to perform.
Are you paranoid?
Well, I hope you're not. I'm sorry, Jimmy. It might have been a stomach bug. I hope you're not eating any of those fucking lemon corn dogs like Jimmy, like fucking Dean does on your road trips. He eats the fucking, listen, I might have ate some, you know, gas station pizza once in a while, but sure. I say the road trips. What he puts in his belly, Jillian, don't do that.
Oh, it's just his dad when he's at the house. He's having pizza rolls and jelly beans every night.
Jelly beans?
Pizza rolls, jelly beans, honey buns, hot dogs.
That's not Dean Thomas. Don't go back. You worked so hard from when you got in shape. Jillian, you know, you've been with him since a kid. He almost fluctuated as much as Jimmy. Like he doesn't, he fluctuates.
I do fluctuate. I don't like being the gold standard of fluctuation, but I will accept it in this case because I'm what a fucking fatso I've turned into during the pandemic. I literally can't stop shoving food in my face.
Really, Jimmy? Last time I seen you was eating salads and had nuts and shit like that.
It's the lack of going places. Everything's being done on Zoom. Like, you know, it's all here. You know, we're in the house. I do my radio show and then I work out and then I see Matt here. You're not moving. You're just kind of sitting here.
In fairness, Jimmy and Dean, earmuffs for a second, Jillian, earmuffs. You missed, you know, you didn't hear him rightly. He wasn't eating salads. He was tossing salads and he still has nuts on the menu every day. He has nuts. Yes.
Are you implying that they're on my chin and they're not helping with weight loss? That was
inappropriate. Jimmy doesn't pass away to nuts.
Now,
fucking Dean Thomas, when are we gonna see you, both of you, on the fucking road again? Am I the only one that watches this whole fucking Dean Diaries? I love it.
No, man, I'm going back on the road again soon. I'm trying to book another film.
Oh, okay.
You're booking what?
Film. I'm trying to book another shot. But what I really want to do is when Aljo gets that rematch, I want to come to New York.
Yo, why? Hey, let me ask you something. Why are you calling me and seeing if I'm okay and shit?
Because, what? Man. No, man. Like,
am I out of my, you think I'm losing my mind or something?
Nah, man, it's just,
no, this is, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I like it so much better when you're attacking me. Don't be the sensitive. Don't call me up like that and be like, hey, man, are you okay?
No, man,
don't
listen. Do that. Man, I saw that video, man. Your voice was cracking. I had a tear in my eye, man. I was like, yo, what's going on with Matt?
Don't watch it, Jillian. Dean Thomas, we're the only ones left that give a fuck. Jillian should really hold on to you and not let go. Jillian, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. I'll tell you right now. But listen, I love everybody involved. Me and Aljo are totally fucking cool. But I do appreciate your call. You're a good friend. Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy, he puts me out. Jimmy, you know, he doesn't even play. It's like, it's not even like a question if it's going to voicemail. It's two rings. Wait a minute. Write the voicemail. I go, that didn't even, that couldn't be, he didn't miss my call. No.
What? If you call me?
Yeah.
No, I was on an elevator.
He calls me. He reaches out.
I was on an elevator.
Jimmy will never pick up the phone.
I've tried recently. You know, it's funny you say that. I'm not a big phone call. I hate the phone, but I've been making myself pick it up more and like make calls because I like to text because I'm always distracted and it's not a healthy way to be. So yeah, I've actually been doing more on the phone, trying to.
It's a fact that a bunch of his comedian buddies off before they off themselves, like he was the last call, but they didn't pick up.
Yeah.
He didn't pick up.
And that motivated me to never pick up.
Dead comedian.
That motivated me. That would confirm my decision. I was right to not pick up. The less of them there are, the more work there is for me. Fuck them.
All right, Dean Thomas.
Oh, that's just, you're such a scumbag.
I know, I'm the worst. So Jillian, you're feeling good. You're not that, you're a little worried about the protocols. The fights keep getting canceled, but you know, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We went out to St. Louis this last week and I got to work with Lauren Murphy and then a couple girls from Invicta, Autumn Norton, Kelly D'Angelo, Brittany Cloudy. So it was dope to have a lot of girls around that are high level.
Is it weird if you have to get matched up with them in the future?
No, I don't think so. I used to train an American top team, and I think like half of my division trains there. So I'm expecting to get matched up against some of them in the future, too.
Very true. I like that Lauren Murphy, man. Lauren Murphy's tough.
Yeah,
she's badass, man.
She's probably one of the best girls in the division right now in the top five. She definitely deserves a title shot coming up.
I agree. She's been tearing it up. Her husband trains too and works a corner.
He's a jiu-jitsu guy, a Henzo guy.
Fuck yeah, he is. That's why I'm bringing it up. I like to give props, Dean Thomas. You know, I'm always complimenting you on your fucking coaching. Who brings up the Dean Diaries? This little fucking bird? I brought that shit up. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
No, you're not wrong. I mean,
he's sorry. I just want to give my guy Dean Thomas all over the fucking place. Every time. Oh shit! I seen you behind the desk the other
Did
night.
Did you see that?
No,
they let me behind the desk.
He didn't.
Tell me, how'd it go?
It was good. I had a good time, man. It's fun. You get when you just get to sit there and just have a good time and talk about fighting, which you know is really easy.
We're doing that right now.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean,
it's not.
It's a little more structured. They don't have some So 50-year-old child yelling half the time.
don't talk about that. That's my buddy, Jimmy. Don't make fun of him.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Well, no, he's right.
Just because he brought up the Snyder's cut of Justice League for a half an hour before.
Now
you gotta see that movie.
Did you like it, Dean? Did you like being at the desk? And who are you at the desk with?
I loved it. I was with Michael Chiesa and Karen Bryant. And I mean, I thought it was a good time, man. We had a lot of fun. And you know, we just chop it up, talk about the fights. It goes by so fast. And I'm like bang, 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 bang. It's like radio. Like bang, 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 bang.
Did
bang.
You write down your points though? Because the worst is when you're doing something like that and you write down your points, things you're gonna say, and then somebody else says two of them, and you're like, oh fuck.
I didn't write them down. You know, it's funny, like if the things that I did have written down, I just scrapped it because I think I'm better off the cuff.
I'm better off the cuff too. I don't even have a cuff. Listen, my thing is, I hate when I did that thing twice. The second time was better, but now picture me talking to you, Jimmy, and all of a sudden I hear my earpiece rap, rap, rap. I'm like, hey, ooh, rap, rap, what? Am I hearing this? Did you hear that too, Rashad? Rashad doesn't give a fuck. He's just looking at me. Dude, I hate it.
Really?
I fucking hate it. I don't want people in my ear. I have enough voices in this fucking head. I don't need any. I don't want to fucking do that ever again. They call me. We need you for the fucking behind the desk. No, you don't. And it was demeaning because they put like fucking literally I had to sit on fucking phone books. They had me up there the same fucking height as Chael Sonnen. I go, this is ridiculous. Don't you know bigger chair? Fucking asshole.
But you know what? I think Matt would be very good at popping in on live broadcasts, especially in like really, really good jujitsu matchups, because you break down jujitsu so well. And for like a non-jujitsu, people who don't know, like myself, I can never break down jujitsu. You're very good at that. So that's a real skill. So it'd be great to have you pop in between rounds and talk for a minute, especially fights like that.
You know who could break down the jujitsu very nice is Grant Dawson.
Oh, I know. Jesus Christ.
Fucking goodness, Jimmy.
Yeah. Ooh, man, he bust your boy up.
My Leonardo Santos is my boy.
Didn't you beat him in the Dublin tournament?
Wait, what'd you say?
Didn't you beat him in Abu Dhabi?
Wait, hold on. Wait, what are you saying?
Well, you beat him in Abu Dhabi, didn't you?
I submitted Leo Santos in Abu Dhabi. Why are you bringing that up? It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good, man.
You're embarrassing me in front of Jillian. all right, listen. Jimmy, what he's trying to just kind of, you know, he's dropping little hints. Me and Leonardo Santos, we grappled in Abu Dhabi 20 fucking years ago. Seriously, 2001. It was a good match, Jimmy.
Yeah, but you did.
It was a close match. But anyway, holy shit. I mean, so when I seen him wrapped around that leg and there's a little bit of time left, I'm saying two things. It's kind of like, well, I'm doing the syllables.
Yeah.
You know what two things I'm saying?
What?
It's fun to say, Jimmy. You can say it with me. Ready? All of us together. Jillian, Dean. Ready? One, two, three. Ashigarami.
Ashigarami?
He went for the fucking Ashigarami. He was going for the leg lock.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, we all know I'm an idiot. But I like to say the Japanese words because it kind of makes me sound a little.
Yeah, yeah.
And in class, somebody calls me professor. I go, ooh. Anyway, listen. Dean Thomas, Jillian, he had that fucking Ashigarami. He had it figure forward. I go, fuck. Under 20 seconds. Is he, oh, how many seconds left? Is he going to rip his heel off? It could happen. I hand with Jason Rao and Nick Ronan, my buddy. These guys take heels like it's nobody's business. I go, could he take his fucking heel off? Next thing you know, fucking red zone, green zone, 1, 2, 3. Boom! He got right in that fucking red zone. Did not manage the distance like Dean Thomas likes to do. And booyah, Jillian, that was over with 1 fucking second left.
Could you believe that?
What?
That was crazy.
The mouthpiece coming out was really, I mean, that was a definitive end of the fight. I don't think I've ever seen that. Somebody have the mouthpiece punched out as their head hit the I've seen them punched out standing up, but never quite like that. That was a brutal shot.
Yeah, man, he's got to feel bad about himself this morning, you know, the next day. Like, damn, how'd I let that one go? Because he was winning the fight.
Yeah, I thought, well, no, they one of the cards had, I thought you're right, but one of the people said that the referees had Dawson up. Or the judges had Dawson up. Yeah, at least one of them, I thought, had Dawson up, unless I'm remembering that incorrectly. But I remember they say he didn't even have to do that. He was winning the fight. But I'm like, all right, I thought Santos was winning.
You know what I think here, what this podcast is missing?
What's that?
Sometimes, you know what I listen to? I like our good buddy John Anik.
Yeah.
And Kenny Florian. They have a podcast. What the fuck's it called? It's the Anakin and Florian.
Yeah. I understand why you'd be reaching for that one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was. Anyway, they got the Ray Longo minute.
That's right.
And that's great. Because Ray Longo. This show needs. We got to switch it up. Maybe like the Dean Thomas 30 seconds. We don't need a whole. But we should. You should pop in like every other episode.
Listen, I got 30 seconds. Just ask my ex.
You know what? 30 seconds. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Dean Thomas.
I threw that. You know, I snuck that in there.
Now, Jillian, Jillian, you said the Dean leaving ATT was the best thing that happened to you. Why is that?
Just getting the one-on-one attention from a coach has made all the difference. Like, ATT obviously has all the training partners there, so you get a lot of bodies to work with. But, like, there's probably about 100 pro fighters to 10 coaches. So it's like every single coach is just spread so thin. And you don't really get the attention. And I feel like I was ended up doing a lot of camps just by myself, really like putting them together and maybe working with Dean a couple times a week, but not really getting the attention that I needed to really grow as a fighter and improve. And I feel like now I'm finally making the changes necessary to really make a title run.
Yeah, good for you. Good.
When I look at you guys, it looks like it's going to be a better ending. But it's like the reboot of Million Dollar Baby. Yeah. I mean, it's like if Morgan Freeman was training her, but
yeah, there's a picture out there where it's like old ass Morgan Freeman and Hillary Swank standing next to each other. I mean, it looks exactly, it's splitting image.
Oh, you know what? You should tell Adam Hunter, and I know it's been said before, we talked about this, and I know you probably used it again with Jillian leaving. ATT with you is the Jerry Maguire thing.
I know.
Like a clip of that.
I know.
Jillian sitting at a desk in a cubicle and you making a scene. Because you could just do the whole fucking scene.
I know.
You could do that. You're an actor.
I know. I could pull that off.
And this could be Jillian's breakout fucking role.
Which scene?
And they go, oh, that's the savage girl who does jujitsu. She's funny. You know, Dean Thomas? So, I mean, I can see you doing that where you're leaving and she stands up and you go, thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Jillian. And then she's like, now. And you guys both go to work. I see it. I can fucking see it in my head.
Listen, I can see it too. But the best part of that is like as soon as they leave, everybody goes back to business like nothing.
Everybody's like, and then it's like, fuck, dude, talk to Adam Hunter. He could clean it up. He could clean it up. We're not professionals.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Adam and get that done.
So much for our buddy cop movie too, Dean Thomas.
No. We're going to do that one too. We're going to do Lethal Weapon.
Did they even do the whole thing this year? The MMA awards?
They did.
The fuck? They didn't do any bits though.
I don't think they did any bits.
Are the bits usually good?
Yeah, that's the one when they had DC dancing with the Popeye's chicken. He's doing like this. Look. No? Remember? Mm. He's like, what was all I know is Jimmy's looking at me with disgust.
No.
It was like, it's all about the wings. What, right? What the fuck? Yeah.
It's all about the cake. It's all about the cake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jimmy just likes to make me feel like an imbecile.
No, I just didn't know what you meant. I what was it? He was singing it?
Well, No. See what he does? He wants me to do it again, and I'm not doing it.
I honestly just never saw it. I'm not trying to be a dick. I've never seen it.
It's like when I quoted that line from what was it? Age of Ultron, about, you know, with Captain America and Iron Man and putting them all together. And you made like you didn't hear me just to get out of the Zoom again and make me seem like an idiot.
It's not true.
Anyway, I can't wait for this fight. I can't wait for the Nicotine Diaries. You guys are like a dynamic duo in the MMA world.
Listen, we just trying to stay out there, you know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to make it in this game. So like you got to be able to do it all so that you could fit in somewhere.
You had fun at Wonder Boys that time?
I did have fun. I'm trying to go back, man. Why don't you come down there and hang out?
What am I going to teach you, a sidekick? You got him to do that.
No, man, you know what I'm saying? Chris is down there. We're going to go hang out and go for hunting or something.
But you're making like it's right down the block. It's fucking, I mean, I got a family. What do you want me to drive down there? Am I going to be, am I going to put a camera on me too and I'll be part of Dean's Diaries?
Yes.
Oh, in that case, we'll talk about it.
Nah, listen, but no, but when I get a chance, man, I'm going to come up, I'm going to do the Aljo. I'm going to do it on Aljo when he gets that rematch with Peter Yan.
Oh, we're going to get him ready.
Yeah.
We're going to get him ready because that poor kid's getting a lot of hate the way it went down. And you were one of his supporters saying, hey, man, like, yeah. Listen, you were saying this is, you know, he won that belt. The other guy cheated. And I think you were pretty outspoken about that. You
got I'm very outspoken. And that's like one of the times where I really am willing to take shit. Because sometimes, like, when I start taking shit, I just take it down. But yeah. That's one of the times where I was willing to take shit because, like, I'm a big supporter of Aljo. In terms of this,
things started to go in his direction. So why he threw that knee? That's what everybody should be asking. They shouldn't be asking.
Yeah.
Oh shit! How hurt were you? And then you got guys like fucking Big John McCarthy going, "Oh, I'm not saying he's acting, yeah, dude. You're saying something. You're saying something that you probably shouldn't say as a guy that wasn't in there fighting." He reminds me of one of those guys that's, you know how there's cool cops and then there's asshole cops.
Yeah.
If you got pulled over by John McCarthy, trust me, I don't think it would have been that guy being with the fucking flag. He's that guy. He's that. I'd be like, but you held my, I got this, I won the title, you held my head, I got a ticket. I got enough friends, enough. I don't like Big John McCarthy. I don't like the way he's taking shit on fucking fighters. Why? Because you were close to the action for so long? Very close. Not taking a fucking knee, though.
So yeah, calm exactly. Like, anyway. No one, like, everybody's like, he was faking it. No one knows how hard he took that goddamn knee.
And
yeah.
Dude, I can't stand when people say that. It makes me sick. And like I told Aljo, the best thing, because he's going to get hate until the rematch, you just got to make an example of this guy.
Yeah, for sure.
You make an example of him. No one's talking about the knee, no knee, faking, no fake. Nobody's going to talk shit. They're going to be like, oh, okay, there it is. You know what I mean?
Yep. I can't wait.
I swear to God, my nipples, they could cut glass right now. I love this game. I get amped, Jillian. I'm sorry you have to see this side of me. Dean Thomas brings it out of me.
Yeah.
I know this side of you.
Time. Could you do me a favor, Dean Thomas? One favor. Learn the words to Post Malone songs. We can get so many more hits if you just meet me halfway.
I'm trying. Halfway.
What song are you trying to get him to learn?
I'm not sure. Well, Jimmy, I'm not going to sit here. No, it's the wrong fucking song.
This is my problem.
It's the wrong song. I'm doing circles. You're doing sunflower. Once again, me and you aren't like this. Jillian, you might look at us like two older dudes, but we're with it. We're hip. Tuck it, 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 tuck it. It's fucking, that's a little talk to evil edge. Listen, I miss Dean Thomas so much. I do.
Oh my God, you're so stupid.
Listen, and what do you think about fighting Miranda Maverick, where it's like, yo, this girl 1-0 in the UFC, but she's on a 4-fight win streak.
I definitely think she's well-rounded and she's a gamer. You know, like, she's active in the grappling scenes, and I like me, so I respect her for that. And I like girls who are down to fight. I like girls who are going in there trying to finish me because I'm trying to do the same thing.
It makes for an exciting fight.
Exactly.
You know?
And do you ever, like, do you care, Jillian, what card you're on? I mean, I know it doesn't matter, but, like, I mean, this is a really big fight. Do you ever get more, not that you're more amped for your opponent, but do you ever get more amped when you're on a card like this than just, like, say, one that's not going to have the amount of eyes that this one's going to have?
I think it's all the same experience. Okay. No matter what, I'm still on Fight Pass prelims, so I don't think it makes a difference to me. It's just going in and doing my job.
Yeah, okay.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
I love the fucking prelims when I fought in the prelims. Yeah. I'd be done having my popcorn in early and watching the rest of the fight.
Ain't that the truth, man?
Right?
Like, everybody hates being on the prelims till it's fight day. They're like, man, I'm glad I get this shit over with.
Let me bring you back, Dean Thomas, to 2001 with me and yourself right after 9/11. The world was all gloomy. The Vegas was a ghost town.
Yep.
And there was myself and Dean Thomas. Fighting on the first card in Vegas in ages.
Yep.
both on the pre. Wait a second, I wasn't on the prelims that one. But anyway, well, you were. On the prelims? You had a great. Dean Thomas, I set you up and I fucking shot you down. Listen, his fight would fucking. Don't even say it. Please don't fucking say it. Fucking, it's good. Don't you say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
He had the Brazilian, he's a Brazilian guy. And Fabio, yeehaw!
Yep.
Fabiano. It's Fabio. Is it Fabio?
Fabiano.
Fabiano, yeehaw. This little Brazilian, this guy, he had such great jiu-jitsu. But let me tell you something, Jimmy. And I love jiu-jitsu.
Yes, you do.
You didn't see it in that Dean Thomas fight. Holy shit. It's like this Fabiano Iha somehow. It's like he somehow wronged Dean Thomas.
That's
and
right.
Dean Thomas was saying, no, not up in here. This is my fucking cage.
Not today, son.
You put it on that guy. And it was fucking excellent to watch. That was fun.
And that was when you fought Eve, wasn't it?
Please don't bring up when I got the W over your good friend Eve Edwards. I don't want first of all, it's not about that. It's about Jillian got a fight coming up.
Hold on, man. You beat my good friend Eve.
Excuse me?
You beat my good friend Eve, man.
Well, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And here I am with Jimmy Norton.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Dean Thomas, people should go into the fight pass. They should look at that. They should look at your fight with Jeremy Stevens. You know what I'm saying?
I got some ringers out there. I got some good ones out there.
Listen, they just think that you're the star of Dean Diaries. They don't realize that you're a fucking former fucking stud.
I used to scrap.
You did, buddy. I'm so proud of your friend. All right, listen. What else we got? Oh, Jillian.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna ask Dean. Jillian. As a different generation here, what are you watching? Are you streaming anything? Are you watching anything? Don't say the Snyder Cut because I gave that enough plug. And please don't tell me Vampire Diaries. I asked one of my students, and they go, oh, watch this. I go, I can't even say that. I can't even say it. Well, what are you watching? Are you watching anything? You streaming anything?
I don't know. I like to watch a lot of documentaries and things like that. So a lot of like murder documentaries. I was watching 60 Days In, jail documentary.
I don't know that one.
They take like normal people in the regular world and put them in jail for 60 days so they can try to figure out the prison. So it's like normal people trying to live in a jail.
Wow. So they're interacting with real convicts, I guess.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is it like a Scared Straight thing?
No, they choose to do it.
Oh, okay.
Jillian, I can picture
60 days in. Interesting.
Dean Thomas and Jimmy in jail, and Dean Thomas taking inside of his pocket out and going and walking around the jail yard. He goes, Jimmy, hold on to the inside of my pocket. And Jimmy just holds it. And then Dean walks around the yard with him like that's his bitch.
No, I would probably say, Dean, I don't want to hold this. People are going to get the wrong impression. I would say I don't want people to have the wrong impression of this friendship.
Jimmy, you didn't finish. I got to finish what I'm telling you. Saying you guys, like if this was a movie, you guys got locked up for something. You're in there. Yeah. He's trying to let you know, hey, by you holding on to his pocket and him walking around with you, no one's going to try to get with you. You don't have to try to prove yourself because you're with him. So he's looking out for you.
That's right, Jimmy.
What happens when the cell door shuts? I don't know. But I know that Dean Thomas, you're walking around holding out to that pocket proudly like, look, I'm his bitch. That's right. Like, don't fuck. Hey, guy used to fight Dean Thomas. You know what I mean? So I'm looking out for you, Jimmy.
Matt, what are you watching now?
Didn't I have to tell you about this Zack Snyder's fucking Justice League? It's 4 hours long.
Yep.
Listen, everybody talks about the Black Panther. I love the Black Panther. Hey, Cyborg, poor Cyborg. In 2017, Cyborg, not the MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Not poor. She's great. I'm talking about Cyborg from the Justice League. Sounds funny to say. Oh, fucking listen. This guy... He did not have his backstory fleshed out at all. He's a great character. They show him. They show his heart. They show what he's about, his character. And then, you know what I mean? He's holding it down.
Hold on. Where is it? What is this on? Is this on Netflix?
HBO Max.
Oh, I don't have that.
It's good. Do you have HBO?
Yeah, I don't have HBO Max.
That 20 fighters living with you. Everybody chipping $5. You fucking get that thing.
They don't got $5.
Wait, I thought if you had HBO, you had HBO Max. I'm an idiot.
No. I don't have HBO.
All I know is.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to get into the Peaky Blinders again. It's kind of, I like it, but it's not, it doesn't got me, you know.
Right.
Well, you know?
You got to watch the third season.
Of what, the Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, with Adrian Brody.
I'm on the second season and I'm digging Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. Hey,
how great is Tom Hardy?
He kills it. But listen, in the third season when Adrian Brody and Tom Hardy.
Wait, what?
Adrian Brody and Tom Hardy in the third season, it kill it.
Well, I hope he does better than he did in Adrian Brody does better than he did in Predators. You know, it's not good when I'm not liking a fucking movie about a fucking killer alien.
I didn't like Peaky Blinders. I think I saw an episode or two. I didn't love it. I was like,
I had to give it a few chances, though, and I finally got into it. You know why? Because I like seeing Peaky Blinders. I don't know. Say it again. Peaky Blinders. The Thomas is just so silly. It's just fun. What are you watching? Peaky Blinders. It's just, I don't know. Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. Listen.
I would rather watch a documentary. Here's a good one for Jillian. The Pharmacist. Have you seen The Pharmacist?
Yeah, I have. I've seen like every murder documentary on Netflix, probably.
Yeah, it's good and depressing, right? That's a nice, miserable one.
Oh, my
God. Good and depressing.
Yeah, that's a really good, miserable one.
Every time I see Jimmy smiling, he's talking about miserable shit.
Well, no, a good documentary. I mean, a good.
Oh, yeah. He's a murdering pharmacist. Yeah, it's depressing, isn't it? Ooh, what, Jimmy? Yeah. Superheroes.
No, I understand.
Where were you? We, you know what, Jimmy?
We balance.
You complete me, Jimmy. Same movie as we talked about before.
Yep.
You know, the Jerry Maguire.
Sure.
Anyway. All right, guys.
You complete me is not Jerry Maguire, is it?
Yes, it is, motherfucker.
It is.
I don't know anything besides jiu-jitsu. Listen.
Oh, I literally thought it was Brokeback Mountain.
No, that was. I wish I could quit you.
I know that one too. I thought you completely complete me. Oh, maybe you're right. All right.
Dean Thomas threw something in there. Sorry, Dean Thomas.
No, Brokeback Mountains. Because I wish I could quit you.
Yeah, oh, you're right. You complete me.
I didn't see that one, but you know, list the things to do. You know. But shit, man, when is the fight? This weekend?
This Saturday.
Fuck, that's great.
Yes, it is.
Great. Oh, shit, man. Stipe Miocic versus Francis Ngannou. This is a great card.
Hey, Jimmy. That's stacked.
It is. Fuck. Listen, I'm happy. I'm happy you're fighting again. You know, always good to see Dean Thomas. Anything else that you guys want to share with us?
Man, I ain't got nothing.
Plug something, Dean Thomas.
Plug something. Diaries. Yeah, so yeah, check out the Dean Diaries. But you know, even more importantly, if you haven't seen the last episode of Looking for a Fight with me and Matt, or looking forward to a fight, make sure y'all check that out.
Dean, can I ask you something?
What's up?
Did you ever see the movie? Oh my God, The Last Dragon.
Of course.
Come on, man. Yes. I want an applause button, Jimmy. Jimmy, you gotta watch this movie. Could you let young Jillian watch that? Could you watch that? Have a movie night at the Dean Thomas Fighter House and that? She might get the glow for her next fight.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot about Jimmy's never seen The Last Dragon?
It holds up.
I never saw The Last Dragon.
I watched it with my family the other night. And it's such – let me tell you. Direct your pizza to Daddy Green's
pizza.
Fuck yeah. I know. Look at that. Both Jillian and Jimmy both are looking at us like we're strange.
Yeah. I would rather watch a murder documentary. That just sounds like more fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, Jimmy, agree to disagree. Huh? But hey, good luck, Jillian. Yes. We love watching you fight. Yes. I love your jiu-jitsu. You know, Dean, yes or no, do I give you text after she fights?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. It's fucking true, though.
Yeah, all right. It's true.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, you know. And I can't wait to watch this weekend. Yep. And Dean Thomas, let's start bugging the producers and get us out somewhere and do something, man.
We are, man. I talk to Rory every day, man. I'm going to make it happen.
Good. Good, buddy. All right. Hey, gang.
Good seeing you, Jillian. Good seeing you, Dean, as always.
All right, y'all. Y'all be cool, man. Peace.
Thomas is a guy we could have that guy on. That guy should be on this show every few episodes.
I'm totally agreeing with you. I love having Dean on.
You talked everything about the guy with.
Yeah.
Everything from pop culture,
fighting, movies, comedy, yeah, all of it.
He's an intelligent man. So anyway, Derek Brunson got a lot of shit, or he's getting it because it might not have been the most exciting fight. Listen, you know what's an exciting fight? You stand up and you bang with Kevin Holland, and it might not be your night.
Right.
So he did what he had to do. You know, he's got a lot of finishes, Derek Brunson. You know, he holds a record for like the second most in like, I don't know, the first round or something like that. But he's got a lot of stoppages.
He does, yeah.
And he's not a boring fighter. He's not known to be a boring fighter.
No.
You know? You see what happened with Edmund Shabazian. You know, and he ended him. So, you know, I don't like the guy getting shit for like a boring fight because you got to do what you got to do in there.
Yeah,
you know?
He won.
And, you know, he's derailing some of these young guys.
That's right.
You know, and again, when I say derailing, it doesn't mean they can't get back on track.
It just means that they are finding a brick wall at Derek Brunson. Like, you know, guys who are kind of rolling through people and looking great, they run into Brunson and he is a fucking problem. And yeah, whatever he's doing, I'm happy for him. I mean, I didn't really care who won that fight because I like both of those guys so much. But as it wore on, I was kind of happy for Brunson. You know, he's late 30s and good for him, man. He fought a smart fight. And, you know, Kevin Holland, I'm sure, will be fine in his next one.
And how do you pronounce her name there? It's got Sarah in it. Mount Serrat? Ruiz took out Cheyenne Baez. I don't know. Did I destroy both their names?
No. It's perfect.
You are such a prick. Can you please say the names for everybody?
Yeah, Montserrat, Ruiz, Cheyenne Baez.
Yeah. You know, again, man, you know, it's a just decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like this. I enjoy when there's fights on the Saturday, and I am looking forward again to this upcoming weekend. Wait.
I'm disappointed about Volkanovski Ortega, but hey, it happens. I'm sure that those guys will fight again, or they'll actually fight in March, in May. I'm sure they'll reschedule it, and you know.
Oh man, Jimmy, I'm just looking over the card for this weekend, and wow. I mean, wow.
Great. It's an amazing card.
Versus Vicente Luque.
Woodley's the co-main now.
That, well, hey, listen. That's a tough task for Tyrone Woodley. He's going to need his mojo back for that.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have his mojo, he's in trouble. If he's a little off, Vicente Luque been on a tear until he ran into Wonderboy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, like, you know, he's got a, you know, and then he's been back since. And he's looking great. So, listen, I'm a huge fan of both those guys.
Yeah.
And listen, Sean O'Malley with Thomas Almeida.
Fight. And Almeida was undefeated for a bit. I want to say he was 21-0. I don't feel like looking down and adding it up, but I want to say 21-0 at one point. And then he lost a bunch of fights. He was undefeated for a while. And I think now he's lost 4 out of 5. Let me just look him up.
He's a beast, though. Go ahead, you can look.
He's a great fighter. I'm just saying, I wonder if if that affected him mentally at all. And I didn't mention that to Sean just because, again, he seems like he's very in his head about that. And I didn't want to, you know. Yeah, he's lost 4 out of 5. Again, all good fighters, but he was, let me see.
I mean, dude. He's a dangerous dude. And I'm looking forward to this. I cannot wait. I love it. I effing love it, Jimmy. You know what I mean? All right, Jimmy, listen. I had fun. I can't wait to see what's next. Listen, Trailblaze will be back.
Yep.
Kevin Holland.
We're not, of course.
For that guy. And, you know, again, man, give the guy some credit. It was his first time main event. He's going to go back. I mean, he's with a smart man with Travis Luter.
That's right.
So they'll talk and they'll you know, see what happened, you know. And again, and props to Derek Brunson.
Great job. Yeah. Yeah. He figured out how to win.
You mean, has anyone even told you how much they love your smile?
No.
Okay. Listen to me. Jimmy, I'm going to see you in a couple of days. What do you want to plug besides the fact that myself and you and Chip are all on Cameo? Besides that,
cameo.com/Chip Chipperson or Jim Norton if you want. And that's it. The new Chip podcast is up on youtube.com/Chip Chipperson and listen to the Jim and Sam show in the morning if you're so inclined.
Yeah, if you ever find your way around Sarah BJJ Huntington, that makes no sense. Sorry. I was going to say Huntington, Long Island.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Everybody knows I do jiu-jitsu out here. All right, listen to me, Jimmy. Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
You don't have to say it back, but you can.
I don't mind. Love you, too.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
See you, buddy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.